You should never put women on a pedestal. And why is that? She will resent you for it. Because a woman ultimately wants a man who's going to lead, who's going to take charge. Now, unfortunately, women are very paradoxically also resistant to a man wanting to take charge and wanting to be the leader. And why is that? Why do women resist a man's in terms of leading? It's a pretty damn good question, right? Because they want a leader, they want a father figure, they want a leader. But for some reason, they're resistant to the leadership role. Partially because of ego. Women have an ego of not wanting to be claimed or conquered by another man. But more importantly, the reason why they're that way is because they need to test the man. So when you see women acting weird, that doesn't make any logical sense. It's because she wants to test him to see what kind of man he is. That's why sometimes women do a lot of like stupid, silly things. They just want to see what you're about. It's kind of like screening the losers out. So if you respond in a certain kind of way, then they're gonna put you in the loser box or in the friend zone box. However, if you beat them at their games, they're gonna put you in the winner box, which means that you get rewarded with sex or companionship. And these are the reasons why women play games. This is a big reason as to why women are the way they are. This is why they do a lot of manipulation tactics, because they are hardwired to do this. Think of it from their perspective. They want one high quality man to have a family, to have a family with and be happy with. So she wants to make sure that what she's getting is worth the trouble. And the way she does this is by playing games. By trying to manipulate the guy. And this is when you, as a man, you need to put your foot down and say, "Listen, I'm a man. This is how I am. You can take it or you can leave it." Because when you go out with a woman in a relationship, her duty is not to change you. Her duty is to support you and nourish you and help you and love you. A woman trying to change you, women think that when they try to change their man, that men appreciate it, because that's one way that they show that they care about man, is by trying to help him in certain kinds of ways. But we men, we don't like this because we perceive this as stress. And the more she nags, the more the man pulls away and pulls back and go back into the man cave. I'm gonna say that again. The more she nags, the more likely the man is gonna retreat in his man cave and do his own thing. And the most important thing is that you don't put women on a pedestal, because when you put women on the pedestal, it's like you're saying like she's more valuable than you. Women don't want that. Quite the contrary, women want you to be higher value than her. Why is that? Why do women prefer a high-quality man who is above her? To put simply, because they get more better survival benefits and protection. If a woman cares about protection and safetiness, she's gonna want a strong man to take care of her and the baby. So she's gonna test the guy to see if he's strong enough to handle her, the totality of her. Now, again, you as a man, you don't have to impress every single woman that you see. You're not even here to impregnate every single woman that you see. You're here to simply do your best and find the woman who is a vibrational match to you. And whatever girl is a vibrational match to you will be easy. But going back to the main subject, you have to be the high quality man. You're the leader, she's a woman, and you need to establish that sort of dynamic where you are being the leader and she's like the helper, she's a support. That is to the traditional roles, the gender roles in the dating game. The man is the leader, the woman is the support who is designed to help the man in some kind of way. That's why God made Eve after Adam, because Adam was bored, and so he and God created Eve so that God could so that Adam could have companionship with someone. If you put woman on a pedestal, she's going to perceive you as either weak or you don't have value. Because women know that women will want a leader, and a leader will never put a woman first. A true leader will put his mission first. Put your mission first, not the woman first. and everything will fall in place. Put yourself first, and everything else will fall in place.